Reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 11. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In that day, the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. In the name of Jesus, amen. In that day, Isaiah always pointed forward to that day. That day was to be the day of judgment. That day was the coming day when God would reestablish his kingdom on earth as in the days of Adam and Eve. It is on that day that the shoot from the stem of Jesse would come. And the word stump indicates that the tree has been cut down. Remember here, Isaiah is prophesying while there was a descendant of David still on the throne. So pain would come before promise and its fulfillment. The kingdom must fall in that day and the throne be left empty. Now, why did the prophet in this prophecy point back to Jesse? Well, you have to go back to Jesse, David's father, to get a radically new David. David 2.0, if you will. David 1.0, an adulterer and a murderer. This prophecy, therefore, in that day, we will have the second David. The first David was always looked back to as the ideal, though, the best king ever. The good old days. The first David was a sinner, an idolater, and he died. But in that day, in the day to come, the new David will rule with righteousness and judge with fairness. The new king, the shoot from the stump of Jesse, will wear righteousness like a robe, faithfulness like a belt, holding everything together. And when you hear those words of prophecy, you should automatically, of course, think of all those passages where Paul writes, as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Such will happen in that day. What Isaiah is picturing for us here is a common scriptural theme: death and resurrection for us. The tree cut down, and yet a tender shoot come forth. Life out of death. We see the children of promise caught in slavery in Egypt only to be freed to the promised land. We see the kingdom fall only to be restored. These events always point us to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, who overcame death for us in his death, and by his resurrection has opened eternal life to us and given us the hope of resurrection and everlasting life as a free gift for all those who believe. Then Isaiah pictures for us this wonderful image of the recreative return to Eden. And we cannot help, when we see this picture-perfect communion of man and animal alike, to picture all of the delights of that paradise for us in the future. All of this will happen in that day. So when is that day? Well, first we have to talk about where that day began. That day began on Good Friday. On that day, Jesus destroyed the wicked. He won forgiveness and life for all those who believed in him, and he established peace, true and lasting peace with God, and he immediately began the very end of all the evils due to sin. God has chosen to save us and rescue us, and nothing can hurt or destroy on his holy mountain of that day. On that day, Jesus dealt decisively with sin and judgment and has decided in his righteousness, not on the basis of what eyes can see, not on the evidence of what ears can hear, but on the grace and mercy of God. And with righteousness, he will judge the poor, and he will decide with fairness for the afflicted of the earth. Dear loved ones, we are the poor. We are the afflicted. Those words refer to repentant sinners. That's who we are in the season of Advent and always. And his salvation is righteous and fair in his grace. But that day is ultimately the day in which each of you now live and move and have your being. You live in that day because the earth is full of the knowledge of the Lord, just as the prophecy said it would be. Wherever the gospel is preached, there is knowledge of the Lord. There the Holy Spirit fills us with good things. And wherever that word is shared and the faith confessed, men and women are at peace with one another and at peace with God, because it is he and his robe of righteousness that holds all things together. Gathered around word and sacrament, that day, the day when the righteous branch shall come from Jesse and shall reign, is now. Of course, every king has a reign, right? So when does that day happen? Well, Christ's reign is complete in heaven, but we still live in that already not yet state of the Christian church in this dark and sinful world. So that day cannot be complete until it is over, when Jesus will finally return. And dear loved ones, that day of peace and safety will be like none other. It will be completed both inwardly and outwardly. Jesus will then, in that day, no longer reign in grace, but in glory and power everywhere. In the season of Advent, we also look forward to the final, complete, and full reality of that day. Until we experience it fully in heaven, we are thankful to live today in the that day promised to us here and now by the prophet Isaiah. Because this is the day, this is that day that God delights in the fear of the Lord in faith. And as we look forward to that day in heaven, rest assured, it will be glorious in that day. In the name of Jesus, amen.